Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Central College students are hosting a variety of programs that celebrate the arts beginning today. Let's go in depth with Kat Rebelski, Irene Nickerson, and Brandon Hunt, Central Theater majors. So, Kat, why are you a theater major?
I get that question a lot. Honestly, I'm a theater major because even from way young, I love performing, singing, dancing, acting. Even when I'm not on stage, I'm in class, I'm performing. I love the idea that I live in my one life. I portray so many people's lives and tell their story, and people want to see and watch and build conversation off of, and I like saying I live multiple lives in my one short life, and I've never not loved being in the stage. I've never not loved being in the shop. Something about being here, as stressful and as hectic as it can be, I wouldn't want any other place to be.
And you, by living other lives, you write your life large.
Yeah, for a short, and you know, life I believe is very short. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. I am a strong believer that every day I live and breathe, I'm grateful for it, and I want to do it right. And having the opportunity to perform and portray other people's stories, I feel like I'm making an impact on not only my life, but other people's lives.
So are you a student of humanity, of personality, of what?
You know, I haven't figured that one out yet. I am still figuring out not only myself, but what my purpose is in life. And as a junior about to start my senior year at Central College, I'm pretty anxious. I'm pretty anxious for what the world can see, and hopefully I can bring humanity, I can bring something. And that's kind of where I'm a little torn at. I don't know which one I'm bringing. Right now I have personality, so that's what I'm going for right now. But hopefully I can brand myself more to appeal to more than just my funny, quirky Latin side to me.
Well, Irene, why are you a theater major?
Much like Kat, I've been performing since I was 3 years old with dance and music and theater. But I like to look at it as portraying other people's lives. My life and what I have to say might not mean something, but the person I'm portraying or helping build the set for, their story means something and needs to be shared. And I get a little bit of satisfaction out of knowing that their story is being shared. And no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm backstage or something, I'm helping have their story brought to light.
Well, and you're young still. I mean, you're just on the threshold of doing significant things to make your story something that people might want to tell.
Yes, that is true, but with other stories that are out there, because I'm also a literature minor, and I get it a lot with reading books and even reading plays that are less known, is these stories that are out there, not everyone knows about. And yeah, my story's just beginning, but their stories have been put on the back shelves for years and no one's even bothered to look at it. And bringing them to light is just an amazing feeling.
All right, Brandon, why are you a theater major?
Theater really helped me get over childhood depression. It gave me an escape from the world that I grew up in and different problems with family and different things like that. It was my world that I could go to that my problems could be put on pause, and I could go and explore someone else's life for a while and see that I can make it through my life because they made it through theirs.
Because through acting, you're telling a variety of compelling mm-hmm. stories.
You're being trusted with someone's story, and they, and as out of respect to them, you want to give that story as much life and as much truth as you can. And I feel like that if you're telling someone's story, you owe that to them because they're trusting you with their story. So you have to give it your all to put their story out there and put that message out there.
That must be a powerful thing to feel when you've gone out on the stage and at the close of the night you get the applause and just to feel that you've done well.
Mm-hmm. It's like instant gratification in a sense. Like, you know, If you do a movie, you know, you have to wait 2 years for it to be done and be edited and then send it out. But with a play, you work, and on that night of the performance, you know whether you did well or not, because the audience, throughout the show, you can feel the audience's energy, and then afterwards, they just pour all of this energy into you, and it's just so amazing to get to feel that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kat Rebelski, Irene Nickerson, and Brandon Hunt about the arts programs happening at Central. So are the crowds at Central great? I mean, it sounds like they're just, they really give you lots of energy. Is that right?
You know, everyone sees audience attendance differently. You know, people are like, oh, was it a full house? Was it sold out? You know, we're a small community. We are a small campus. Our outcome, I think, is great. We have great friends, great students, faculty who come and support us no matter what. And, you know, I think we have great crowds. They really, throughout the show, you can tell when they're intrigued. And at the end, like Brandon says, they applaud. No matter if it's only 20, 30 people or it's more, we feel that applaud that they appreciate and they enjoyed it. And, you know, attendance by audience is always encouraged. We always can add more. Of course, you can always pull in seats. You know, we would love to have a full house, but hey, the audience we get are fantastic, and we couldn't ask for better people.
All right, so you've pulled together something for this weekend, starting Thursday night. What have you pulled together?
So our first event is the Night of Broadway, where the vocal students will be performing songs that they've worked on
Thursday night
in Coxnow. Which is right next door to the theater building. Our first event is, besides Night of Broadway, is Shaking Up Shakespeare, which Brandy Himes has put together a few scenes from different Shakespeare plays, some of the really well-known ones and some of the lesser-known ones. Some of the students from Dr. Cannon's Shakespeare class are performing the sonnets they have to memorize for their final anyway. And we're also having a few facts about his life throughout the play as well.
Okay, and what else is going on?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's a play that I directed for my senior independent study project, and it's called Appearances by Garland Anderson. It's a 93-year-old play. And it was the first play produced by a black playwright to be produced on Broadway. And it deals with different issues of like race in the judicial system and race with the time, and also just putting old ideas and new ideas against each other and seeing them clash and come together and people accepting that and not accepting it in the same light.
93 years old. I mean, that's...
The play is set in
1925
in San Francisco.
It must have been really remarkable at the time, and then so it still means something?
Oh, absolutely. I get to... I mean, through the like use of social media and all the internet outlets that we have, you get to see every day that racism or discrimination of any sort, not just black versus white, is still very prevalent in America today. And there are areas like our campus that don't have a lot of diversity, so those issues don't come up because they don't have to. And I really wanted to do this play to get those discussions started, to bring that topic to campus and let us start formulating those questions on how we can, as our small community, change our small community, and then it leaks out to everything else, because we can't change the world tomorrow, but we can change our community, we can change ourselves in the right now, and let that trickle out to the rest of the world.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kat Rebelski, Irene Nickerson, and Brandon Hunt about the arts programs happening at Central. And what else is going on?
At the end of that night, we have Bell Choir performing in Studio B in the theater building here. The next day, we have Children's Theater the children's theater class has put on a production. They have local high school students and some college students performing in that as well.
That's Saturday.
And that is Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have we have an open mic night after mm-hmm. later after Brandon's show at 9 o'clock that night, where students are performing poetry, music, songs, duets, and then we're ending with the Wavy group performing mm-hmm. as well, which is Brandon, mm-hmm. Arsenio, and Clifton Antoine, and DJ T-Hack mm-hmm. at the end on Saturday. And then Sunday we have the Children's Theater performing again at 1, Brandon's show at 2:30, and then 5:30 we will have Dottie's recognition night, where we honor her in a plaque.
Okay, Dottie.
Dottie McGee.
Okay, and why are you honoring Dottie?
Oh, there are no words to describe that woman to our heart. She passed away suddenly last year to us, and around this time it will be a remembrance, and we want to honor her. And she has not left our hearts or our minds or not even this building. Every day I go into the shop and I still see Dottie, and I hear her telling me to sew this button in tighter.
She was so much more than just our costume designer and our costume shop manager. She was a light for everyone that she saw. Like, when you saw her face, you couldn't help but feel that, like, love come over your body. And she just loved us as students and loved being a part of our lives, helping us out with our productions. And she just did that, and she just did... I don't even think she knows how much she did for us. And this is just a small way that we can honor her. It could never be... We could never give her enough back, but this is a small way to do it.
I only really met Dottie once, but... It was like Kat, like Kat said, I was never really good at sewing, and I got thrown into the costume shop and told to do things, and Dottie helped me get a little bit of the confidence I had lost since I hadn't sewn since middle school.
And what are you going to be doing, Irene?
I'm helping Kat with front of house for Brandon's show appearances, and I'm in the Shaking Up Shakespeare show. I'm performing a scene from Richard III with another theater major, Vince. And what else am I doing? I don't remember. I think that's the majority of what I'm doing.
It's this thing where you all come together, have fun, and some performances take a lot more commitment, and others mm-hmm. are... Not quite as much.
It was based off Brandon's show, and then we built off other events, art forms that we could show and maybe interest people, like our bell choir, flute choir. They don't get enough recognition, and they'll be doing their own little performance as well. And I think just giving people the opportunity to perform, that's what open mic night's for. If you want to come and you want to, hey, I have a poetry or a song I want to sing, go for it. We're encouraging the arts. We want people to remember that theater is not dead. It is just beginning, and it's a light that will never die, and we want to encourage that to anybody, even people who are afraid to perform. Just come and watch that, enjoy, because live theater is something better, and you'll never see on TV, the bloopers and all.
Actually, the director for Bell Choir was in our committee when we were discussing that we wanted a few music groups. He's like, we'll do Bell Choir. You got the Bell Choir. I'll make sure we're there.
And it's very nice.
I think it's fantastic that we get to come together and put on these events for each other, help promote each other. And even we went as far as not even just doing the events that will be held in our building, but also there's a lot of senior art shows for the art majors on campus. And we are helping promote those and trying to get people to those and just promoting the arts in general, not just our art, but everyone's art. Because that's the only way you can do it. You can't just promote your own. You have to shine some light and show some love to everyone.
Does anybody have like a minute or so of a little bit of your script, a little performance you'd like to do, anybody?
Oh, gosh. That's up to you, Director Man.
Do you want to do your...
My monologue?
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing Elsie Benton, who is a white woman who accuses Carl, a black man, of... trying to attack her. And this is a snip from my monologue. About 9 o'clock on the evening of the 16th, I was going to post a letter. Right as I was walking past this vacant lot, the Negro came out from behind and said, "White girl, I want you to go with me." I told him to go about his business or I would scream. As I started to scurry off, for it was dark and I was afraid. Then he took hold of me and tried to put his hand over my mouth. I screamed, trying to get away when he called for another man. He said, "Rufus, Rufus, come help me." I twisted in his grasp long enough to see another man come out of the vacant lot. I fought desperately, fought as any woman in defense of her honor would. But I felt myself being drawn nearer and nearer to the vacant lot. Then I heard shouts. And before the other man could come, two men had rescued me. That is one part of my monologue. So you got to hear the rest of it. Is she telling the truth? Is she not? Hey.
Who knows?
You got to come to appearances and hear the rest of her monologue, yet the other cast described the story of segregation and
all that.
And the justice system as a whole. It'll spark some conversation. Mm-hmm. We can say the least.
Thanks to Kat Rebelski, Irene Nickerson, and Brandon Hunt for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.